This is KNKX News. Washington's whale watching industry has been under scrutiny as experts and policymakers work on saving the endangered southern resident orca population. The charismatic whales they call Puget Sound home have dropped to a 30-year low. And some have suggested whale watch boats are part of the problem. This week, we're exploring different ways to see the orcas. Yesterday, we went out on the whale trail to watch from shore. And today, in the second part of our series, Two Views, Whale Watching in the Pacific Northwest, KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe heads to San Juan Island to try out whale watching by boat.
We have everybody.
Inside the cabin of a small boat run by Maya's Legacy Whale Watching in Friday Harbor, Captain Jeff Friedman starts the tour with a warning. He tells his 12 passengers he never knows exactly what to expect. He'll try to find orcas, but they travel 50 to 100 miles a day, and it's not predictable.
It's kind of like looking for your friend in downtown Chicago on Saturday night. You don't know where they are, but you know where they like to eat, what bars they go to, so you just start going to those places, and sometimes you may run into them, sometimes you don't. It's always different out here. So we'll go see what we can find today. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Excellent.
As he sets out on the search through the fjords and tiny islands in this part of the Salish Sea, Friedman does promise to show us plenty of wildlife. First stop, Spiden Island.
We've got stellar sea lions hauled out on this point. They are the largest sea lions on Earth, stellar sea lions. Fully grown.
There they are.
They can weigh up to 2,500 pounds.
Friedman says these massive marine mammals are a favorite meal for the non-endangered transient orcas. And there are dozens of them lounging on the rocks in front of us.
I can't believe how big they are, too. Huge.
Michael Smith, a first-time whale watcher from Graham, stands on deck admiring the sea lions. He's been asking lots of questions.
You know, I mean, the food chain's always impressed me, and I just always like to learn more about marine biology. Be interested to see how big the whales are compared to them when we see them in person.
It takes a while before that happens. First, we see mouflon sheep, harbor seals, bald eagles, and lots of other seabirds. As we search for the whales, Friedman is in constant radio contact with other whale watch boats out today, sharing information about who's where.
So yes, I'm northbound.
Okay, copy that. I think
Friedman is a key player in this industry. He's U.S. president of the Pacific Whale Watch Association and serves on Governor Jay Inslee's Orca Recovery Task Force. He's helped craft several new regulations that the legislature is debating, many of which are based on voluntary guidelines. The most important of these, he says as he cruises along, is a go slow zone.
It's ideal, and hopefully soon it'll be law in Washington, that when you're within a kilometer of killer whales, you have to slow down to 7 knots, which is just a touch. We're going about 6.5 knots right now, but at these speeds, the sound that we're making is very minimal.
Another part of the bill that's pending would increase the distance boats have to stay away from the endangered whales to 300 yards, a regulation Friedman says is a compromise that he can live with.
That lighthouse is 300 yards.
So you'd still actually be able to see the southern residents?
Yeah, you'd still be able to get a good view for sure. Now, there is a lot of distance between us, but you can still get a good view of the whales. And we can still identify individuals using binoculars and photos at this distance.
And soon, near a handful of other whale watch boats in the distance, the orcas everyone on board has been waiting to see become visible.
We've got lots of them over there. This is a big group. Typically, we see like one family together, and it's always really special when you see a big gathering of multiple families.
Large black fins slice the water a few hundred yards away. They're transient orcas, or Biggs killer whales, likely headed toward another group of sea lions to hunt for their next meal. Friedman slowly cruises in closer alongside them.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Yep. Walk wherever you need to go. I cannot engage the motors right now. Look at how big he is.
Wow. They are right there.
They just turned. They turned right into us.
They're coming right at us.
Friedman killed the motors because the whales swam closer than 200 yards. There are 9 of them in all. Several surface near enough that you can hear them breathing.
Look at that.
After we leave that group of transient orcas, we run into another family of big skiller whales on our way back to port. Friedman jokes that this was a very lucky day.
And yeah, buy lottery tickets, because this was definitely a good whale karma day.
His passengers saw 14 transient whales today, but none of the fish-eating southern resident orcas. That's pretty typical. The industry reports that only about 15% of their sightings now include the endangered species. Still, after the tour, passenger Michael Smith says he and his parents, Grant and Hazel, were all blown away by the trip.
None of us have ever done anything like this before, so we didn't know if we would be able to see them really well. I didn't know how many we would see, and there was a time where they surfaced right next to us, and it was just amazing.
Oh, fantastic, just fantastic. Being out here and seeing them break the water that close, almost right on top of us.
I just thought it was spectacular. I mean, the whole sphere of everything out here. I love the rock formation. I love the birds. I loved it all. And the whales are just wonderful.
The close encounters they experienced are one reason the whale watch industry is thriving in Washington. You're less likely to get that close from shore. But Friedman insists the tours can be done responsibly and that they actually play an important role as sentinels on the water, arriving first where whales are and keeping other noisier boats from zooming over them at high speeds.
Other boats will typically see us and they're now alerted to the presence of whales and they will slow down. Without our presence, we actually run the risk of increasing the sound because the primary driver of sound that reaches the whales is the speed of the boat.
And he says while disturbance from vessels is certainly an issue that needs to be addressed, the biggest problem facing the endangered southern resident orcas is that they don't have enough to eat. He'd like to see more focus on ways to restore their main food source, Chinook salmon. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.